Now, I know, in addition to your study and the NSABP study, we have the HERA study in Europe as well as the BCIRG study. And I've heard rumors that maybe you and the NSABP are going to combine data. Bottom line is, when are we going to start getting some answers?
The answers are going to come soon. We have been working with NSABP actually over more than 1 year, also working with the National Cancer Institute and the FDA so that we could obtain approval for this formal joint analysis of disease-free survival and overall survival. And we have recently obtained that formal approval from the FDA. So the next steps will be to look at a first interim evaluation of the data, and there are enough events between the two trials to go ahead and do that. Now it's going to be a matter of whether there's a difference, and if there's a difference between trastuzumab versus not trastuzumab, to look at the magnitude of the difference to see if it meets the statistical boundaries that have been outlined for release of data. And we want to be very careful here because certainly our trial, N9831, although it will finish accrual in a couple of months, we still need some time for all of the patients to receive trastuzumab. So we don't want to be too premature in releasing data. At the same time, if the differences are large enough to cross statistical boundaries, then we would need to go to our respective data monitoring committees and have discussions related to timing of release of this information.
So what's the earliest, that best case scenario that we might have some information?
If the differences are huge, this could be available by this summer.
That's it, huh? By this summer?
Yeah, by this summer. We have actually enough events right now between the two trials to look.
Damn, that's exciting.
I mean, it's absolutely exciting. You know, there has been a lot of work and time invested in the correct conduct of these clinical trials with appropriate monitoring. I can tell you, patients have been very compliant. Physicians and clinical research coordinators have been a true pleasure to work with.
What's the total number of patients in the two studies?
In our trial, to start with, we intend to enroll 3,300 eligible women. And by that, I include patients whose tumors have been tested that are HER2 positive. For the NSABP study, the number is 2,700. In our trial, as of now, actually, we have the 3,300 women, but we are having to accrue additional patients because of the ones who were initially found to be HER2 negative in terms of the tumor characteristics. And that was at the very initial part of the trial. So that's why we need a couple more months.